this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you, for my life.
Please keep in touch.
Season. A lot has happened. There's a bunch of topics we'll jump into. For some of you that know, and you may not know, we are a radio show that airs on WRAQ 92.7 and 1240 AM WGBB. It's a 2-hour time slot. So what do you do for 2 hours?
Welcome once again. This is Ted Hicks from Late Night Parents. You thought you were getting a recorded show? No. You thought we were taking off the entire month, even though we only did one live show? Richie V?
Teddy Ted, live in person.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about that first 6 minutes or so of the show, but big shout out to Brian Graves, AM 1240, WGBB. It feels like we're back home, Rich.
We are. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
But, you know, we're here home. We're
3 weeks?
In front of the microphones. Has
yes.
It been 3 weeks? At least two. In front of the mics, in front of Brian, in the studio.
A lot to cover,
Feels good,
Rich.
To be here.
A lot to cover. But we're not a sports show. We never claimed to be a sports show.
But this is big sports news. I know where you're going.
This is big sports news. Dun, 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen. The reason why we were late at the startup of the show, we were discussing with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving about them joining the Brooklyn Nets. Oh, also, everyone else who's going to want to join the Nets now. So New York is the place to be. It's always been the place to be.
It's always been the place to be. But
best
somehow,
city in the entire world.
They're putting it together now. But see, I'm still a Knicks fan. I want to see them come to the Knicks. That's what I want to see.
I mean, I got to tell you, Kenny Atkinson, Sean Marks, great, you know, from the front office to the coach to putting together, I don't know, like that aura that's been around Brooklyn. Like I've gone to Barclays over the last couple of years, and I remember last season I was there, Rich, and it's a beautiful place.
Yep.
It's not renovated like the Madison Square Garden.
But it's also not all that old. I mean, the Barclays is a new venue.
It's a new venue. It still has that fresh, clean smell
right.
to it. Yes, as usual, you can still buy your $14 watered-down beer.
Yes, of course you can with your $8 six-inch hot dog.
Yes, yes you can. And extra for onions and sauerkraut
yes,
and everything
course.
Else like that. The fixing bar. But it's great. It's great news. Happy for them. Happy for the sport because, I don't know, Rich, for the Knicks to be the most valued franchise in the NBA at $4 billion.
Really?
How come they can't get anyone to...
It doesn't make sense.
...come play for their team?
It's not like the money is not being paid out.
They've got $70 million worth of open cap space. They've always had money. And if you look at the free agents they've signed over the years, for the most part, they've always been like second-tier players.
Right. So where do you go? Do you say this is just a failure of management? Getting the right people? Not going out and either building the right farm teams or not going out and paying enough to get the big player?
No, I think it's just the opposite. I think these players talk.
Right.
Just like how we all talk. We get on the phone. Hey, I'm working for XYZ organization. I'm thinking about going over to this other organization. Let me give someone a call and let me go find out.
Mm-hmm.
And the dysfunction starts at the top with James Dolan. Hate to put it on him. I do like the management team he has in place with Scott Perry and Steve Mills. Steve Mills is from Hempstead, Long Island. Ah. What? Dave Fitzdale, love him also. Uh-huh. I like what they're trying to build there, but for some reason, Rich, they can't. I mean, when it comes time to grabbing the big fish,
right?
They can't get them. I don't know if it's the stage is too big, if it's because of the media.
You think people just get lost because it's Madison Square Garden and they can't handle the pressure, can't handle playing in New York?
Well, I think partially you're correct. The first part of it, mm-hmm. where you say every NBA player, every boxer, every entertainer
right.
wants
Madison
to perform
Square Garden.
In Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
It's the Mecca.
Yes.
Okay? It's great. It's beautiful. But it's kind of like, so how do I say this the right way? Because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Oh, hurt their feelings. It's okay.
Well, you know, it's like pre-married stage.
Okay.
Okay? For you, 30 plus years ago.
Right.
Okay? For me, 20 plus years ago. Okay. So. Let's say this. So it could be anywhere pre-90-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, you're dating and you hear about there's a young lady who likes you and she's interested in you.
Uh-huh.
And you say to her, she has a very nice personality.
You say to her friend, she has such a nice personality.
She really does. Or like the girl who's dating the guy, she goes, he's a really great guy.
He's a great guy. He's such a good friend.
He's such a good friend. You know?
All right. But why? I mean, when I think of Knicks, right? I mean, again, I never claim to be the big sports guy. You know that. I always say it.
Uh-huh.
The last time I remember being engaged and caring about the Knicks is Starks Ewing days.
Right.
And I want to say it, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's the last time they had a viable team. Just one player or
right.
even just two that could go out there and make a couple of nice plays and get the crowd up. But that was the last time they had a team.
They had, they made one run, I think, in 2015 playoffs, and then, you know, they got knocked out.
Right.
But team, meaning you got a bunch of role players, you got the
right.
stars, you got
mm-hmm.
the shooters,
mm-hmm.
you got everything else like that. I point back to ownership because this is the same owner that would have a beef with a radio disc jockey
right.
at a station and say, okay, Intercom, which oversees this specific radio station,
mm-hmm.
we are not interacting with you across the nation.
See.
You know, this is the same person that someone said, sell the team.
Right, and he kicks him out of the venue for
yes.
life.
And he says, oh, sell the team.
Sell the team, all
right. That's nice, right? He was like, enjoy watching your favorite team from home.
So, what do you do?
Sell the team.
Sell the team.
Sell the team. That's what you do. I mean, oh, my goodness. I don't know. But I'm happy because, I mean, as we all know, Brooklyn keeps on taking it. They've been on the come up for a while. And I will say this much, and we can close this segment out.
Go ahead.
I remember, now I'm going to sprain my wrist
Uh-oh.
From patting myself
Uh-oh.
On the back. So, Rich, I was a fan of the New Jersey Nets. In the 1990s.
When they were in New Jersey.
When they were in New Jersey. Not only that, they would offer four tickets for $40, right?
Right.
You pay your $40.
$40.
You get four tickets, you get a McDonald's meal, and you get a Polaroid camera.
What?
Brendan Byrne Arena, buddy. There was no one
there.
No
one cared about the Knicks.
No one
Nets,
cared.
Excuse me. No one cared about the Nets.
We would be sitting all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And the security would tell, it's okay, you can come
down.
Come on down. You can come on down. There's no one there. Dude. So, seeing from where they were,
mm-hmm.
you know, the golden age with Jason Kidd.
Yep.
To selling all their draft picks for three has-been players. it's a good time to be a Nets fan. It's a good time for Brooklyn, you know? And I know a lot of people, because I was in chat room before I jumped into the show, and I was thinking about some things during pre-pro.
Right. The infamous pre-pro. Driving along Hempstead Turnpike.
Yes.
In the Explorer.
Yes. And I was getting ready to get onto the Meadowbrook. Uh-huh. And I was just thinking, you know, and one of my buddies made a comment. He said, so, because I went one time last year, and one of my buddies said, it's a dead arena. And I said, it's a dead arena because there's no star here. I said, this is the one place, I think, in America, you know, that has a basketball venue that's starving for a star.
Okay, right.
You know, and I said, trust me, when you walk into Barclays Center, there's a spot for a mural on the right-hand side, which is going to have KD and Kyrie and possibly even DeAndre Jordan on it. But it just seemed like last year, it felt like artificial in there.
Okay.
It felt like the crowd felt dead. Crowd didn't know
what to do.
What to do. Hey, they were rooting, but it was a game I went to see Russell Westbrook. The Oklahoma City Thunder were playing the Nets. And as much as I went there to go see the Nets play, right, it was really more to see Westbrook, because I knew he was going to put up some type of crazy numbers. So it's good for them. It's so funny that free agency officially kicked off just under 90 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And all the major deals are already done.
And they've been done.
And they've been
done. They were just waiting for the opportunity to announce. It's like,
right. And then the funniest thing I saw online was, hey, it's great that KD and Kyrie were able to go into the future, cut their deals, and come back
in time to announce it.
To announce it at the time at you know, the drop of the hour, it happened, and it was kind of like the deals were already done. So, that's enough for. Well, I don't even want to get into how bad the Mets have been.
So talk Yankees. What are they now? 31 game home run streak.
Yeah.
Taking care of Boston out in London. The Yankees are on fire.
So they are on fire.
So that means the crash is coming. And then they'll pick it up again in October.
Right. Right.
Or maybe not. It would be nice to say not. I'd like them to be the strong team they can be.
I still say they need one strong frontline starter that they can find through a trade. And then I say there's no stopping them.
Isn't, what's his name? Stanton? Isn't he supposed to be that guy?
Yeah, but he's an outfielder.
Yeah.
He's an outfielder. I don't know what's going on with him. This guy's been injured all year long. His body is like, he's like an Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I just hope not to hear that there's any funny business going on with him. Because he's just the way he's been hurt.
The S word.
Yeah. You don't really even want to say that.
Right.
We were at Yankee Stadium a few weeks ago.
Yep.
In between shows. And I got to tell you, had a great time.
Yeah, so did I.
Great seats, even though we actually never, ever went to our seats.
How about that? We should have, shouldn't we?
Maybe. maybe not. But, yeah, it was great. On the other hand, the Mets have been god-awful.
Yes.
Just 21 blown saves. Their bullpen is just horrendous. It's bad. And it's the weekend of the 1969 celebration. 50,
is it?
50 years. 50 years, Rich.
Wow.
And they're just terrible. And they play the Yankees.
Yes, there'll be a series coming up.
Two more days.
Yep.
And I will tell you this much. I was looking for tickets. Right. I was going to take my dad for tickets. And the prices are through the roof. And I said, no, thank you.
It's Subway Series. I mean, they're always going to be through the roof. You're going to have the Yankee fans. You're going to have the Mets fans.
Promenade seats were hundreds of dollars. Where if this was a regular matchup,
right,
$8.
$8?
$8 to $12. It's Promenade. You're so high up there.
You got a nosebleed.
Totally. Perennial nosebleed up there.
And they wanted hundreds for those.
Hundreds. I said, wait a minute. What's going on here? I saw one number. It said $564. And I said, what?
For up there?
I said, this is
insane. Oh, no. No way. It's an event. It's something. But, you know, like you were saying earlier, let's see. If the Mets were on fire and the Yanks were on fire, get a Subway season when they're both playing near their best.
Right.
I don't know about hundreds of dollars, but it's worth going to see.
Right.
Mets in the shape they are now, and the Yankees playing the way they are now.
Right. They're going to steamroll them.
Yeah. Yankees are going to be there for the blowouts.
Yeah. And it's going to be early, too. It's going to be early. So, dude, it's been such a while. How was Father's Day? Your first Father's Day as
grandfather. And Ryan's first day as father.
Yes.
It was great. You know, doing the video thing with the little one. Father's Day was good. Just chilled, just relaxed. At home, did the barbecue thing.
Okay.
You know, nothing special. It was reasonably quiet because I'm not trying to steal Ryan's thunder.
Okay.
But he did actually buy a nice engraved decanter set.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture of it.
Okay.
Last initial engraved on it with a couple of mugs, glasses.
Okay.
Nice. He said, I like it so much, I think I'll buy one for myself. I said, good. You should do that. How was yours?
It was great. Between Father's Day and then my son's birthday, it was last Sunday.
That's right.
So it was like a combo.
Nemo, I forgive you for Dad not, you know, being here last week.
But
you did. You sent the notice out in time. I just didn't look at the phone.
I was thinking about calling you because I said, man, this is, I said, I'm not sure about this.
Yep.
I said, this is kind of touch and go right here. But Father's Day was great. They went all in, got me a handful of Under Armour shirts.
Nice.
Golf shirts and stuff like that. So it was really, really, really good. A couple of nice handwritten notes. I said, oh, okay, I do matter.
Okay.
I matter. And there's mom.
All right. Mother's Day.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, Father's Day. You know? So, yeah, it was great. It was quiet. And I took my dad we saw Mets in Braves or Mets and Phillies, or I'm not sure which game it was.
Nice.
But yeah, we had field level seats. Nice. It actually rained that day, but we were in the bullpen, so we were covered.
Undercover.
Oh, it was great. And it was just so funny watching everyone run for cover.
Uh huh. And y'all sitting there like.
We were sitting there, and my dad said, How'd you know?
Please.
How'd you know? He was like, pass me a $13.15
watered down
beer. It's like, oh my god! It just bothers me. It bothers me.
They gotta pay those payrolls.
Oh my goodness!
I agree.
The guy came by with the water.
Uh huh. And he said, "Oh wait, no, this is beer. Sorry."
And he was right. And then one lady said, "Can I have two waters? That'll be $16, ma'am."
What? $8 for a pint, water. 20 ounces of Poland Spring.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I sat there. I watched. I said to my dad about seventh inning. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're not coming back from this.
Right.
He was like, they're only down by one run. I said, they're not coming back from this. We need to leave.
Uh-huh. Beat the crowds.
Of course, we didn't. And then we were stuck there for about an extra half an hour. But
did they come back?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
All right. Dad didn't get a chance to say, I told you.
Well, once again, the bullpen comes in, gives up a home run. The minute the home run was given up, I was like, let's leave.
Now it's really over.
Yeah, it's really over.
Yeah.
We need to leave.
Yeah.
But it was strange. It was just strange. I will tell you this much. I would be shocked if Mickey Callaway makes it through the entire season.
manager change already, huh?
Well, it's just... this place is on fire.
Well, what's he got to work with?
I mean, he's got some good pitchers to work with. Top-of-the-line pitchers, top-of-the-shelf pitchers. Mm-hmm. You know, the general manager made a couple of questionable trades. Mm-hmm. Which is coming back to bite them. Mm-hmm. But it's all comes down to the bullpen. Like, the starters are doing their thing.
Okay.
They then hand over the game in the seventh and sometimes right. the eighth inning
right.
over to the reliever.
And they fall apart.
Kaboom!
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the, you know, prime time reliever, Edwin Diaz, he's been a bust. This guy saved 57 games last season, Rich. It's been a bust. And we kind of circle back to how hard it is, maybe, for some of these people to play in New York.
Right. I mean, that you always hear about players saying it's rough. And actually you hear more of the sportscasters and in the media mm-hmm. saying, yeah, playing in New York is different than playing anywhere else.
Right, right.
But I don't know. You go to an area like Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
D.C.,
mm-hmm.
you have just as many fans, just as rabid.
Right.
Yelling the same things.
Yeah, Philly.
Philly. Philly, mm-hmm. even Philly more so. Boston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yelling the same things, good or bad. The same pressure. And we're not even, we're talking baseball now. We're not even talking about, you know, storied halls of the garden.
Right.
We're talking City Field. Nice right. field. Nice place. Field.
Nice, beautiful but place.
City Field. All right. No pressure.
No, it should be no pressure.
Right.
But you're also going from there being two beat writers to when you played in Minnesota to there being 102.
Right.
And hot mics getting stuck in your face.
Okay, that's true.
You get you know, idea. So it's a little bit of that. And it's kind of like pick your sport.
Right.
I wanted to segue really quick. Say this is Late Night Parents. Ways to follow the show, latenightparents.com. Rich, what are your thoughts on deepfakes? That's been a topic I've been wanting to talk to you about.
First off, I'll say I don't think either you or I would fall for it if we saw one.
No.
For those who don't know what a deepfake is, if you've ever seen, and I forget the name of the application that'll run it, but you can have a video
mm-hmm.
with a person that looks just like President Barack Obama
mm-hmm.
speaking, talking, and this is live, quote unquote, live video. Looks like him, sounds like him, until you give it a second glance, and it's like that image looks a little off, a little computerized, or whatever. But the it's such an imitation; it looks almost like the real person. So they call it a deep fake. Now the whole worry is that, you know, people will start putting out deep fake videos and messages, especially during this upcoming election season, with incorrect, inaccurate information.
Right.
So let's say you have a face of, we'll put another one on it, of Hillary Clinton saying some things that go up against things that President Trump may have said or believes in. And maybe that it's not really true.
Mm-hmm.
But these deep fake videos, the people will see it and believe it's true and get rabid and get upset. And it'll be about untruths. And, of course, we're all worried and concerned that the elections are going to be influenced by external parties or internal parties. Just this whole deepfake thing, especially considering the last election cycle, has people concerned. And I think rightly so.
No, I think you're totally right. The way people were manipulated during the 2016 campaign,
mm-hmm.
the whole... you know, season, the fact that you have foreign countries involved.
Yep.
Even though they can sit here and say they're not involved, and our sitting president says, well, I believe them. I believe that there, I have no reason not to believe that they were not involved. And I'm like, what? I'm still stuck with the double negative with that part of it. I have no reason not to believe. Not.
So I have every reason to believe.
Right. I'm like,
yes.
What are you saying?
Yes.
It's something to really be worried about, because how easily people can be influenced.
Right. And this is really going to influence the people most susceptible to being influenced.
Yes.
Maybe I'll be wrong by saying it. I don't think the more intelligent people would be affected. The more learned, the more...
Okay.
Those who, read news, don't just listen to sound bites.
Sound bites or reading your news off Twitter and right. just saying, okay, right. 280 characters, they're going to get the whole story.
That's the whole story right there. And that's the truth.
Come on, stop.
No.
Stop. 280 characters and a 20-second video.
Right.
I've got it. I know everything.
I know everything about this topic.
Right. Come on, stop.
Yeah, I don't think those who live by more than that will be quite as susceptible. But then again, we're probably talking only about a quarter of the population, unfortunately.
I mean, unfortunately, a third of the people that are mm-hmm. able to vote
right.
do vote.
Right.
Okay. And then we're saying, of that number...
Mm-hmm.
How many are going to be affected by deepfakes? How many were affected by the garbage that was put out there?
Mm-hmm.
We put a lot of heat in the past 2.5 years on these social media companies.
Yes. And they deserve it.
And they deserved it by taking the money
mm-hmm.
and lining their pockets.
But, having just said they deserve it, I also say that they probably didn't have any clue 5 years ago of just what kind of impact they would be able to have. Okay. Just how much power, I'm sure Facebook never realized that they would control basically, the population of the planet.
Right.
And that the things they allow to show and the things they don't show... could have a major effect.
Available in 190 politics. Countries.
Yes.
That number right there.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
So that, so they had no way of knowing. Not that that gives them an excuse. And of course, not until something goes wrong do you realize it can go wrong and that you have to fix it. I think that there's probably an argument that could be made that they're not moving fast enough, or they didn't move fast enough earlier to make changes to avoid situations like this. But now that, they are under the microscope and everyone's pointing fingers,
mm-hmm.
changes are being, or attempted to be made. They're talking about it. They're looking at it.
But for 2020, are they moving fast enough for you? Or do you think they could put a full court press on it? Because
what would be... Of what can you do? Shut it down for a year?
No, I wouldn't say shut it down for a year, but don't just put this small project team on it.
Right.
I think put the funding behind, hey, this is what we're doing to work, mm-hmm. work on X, Y, and Z, and make it public knowledge.
Yeah, let the people know what's going on.
Because
what you're putting in place.
The regulators are coming. Sure.
It's going to be interesting.
Right. But when you say, hey, here's my private product, and now the government is all in the mustard,
right.
then what do you say? Because government, as delinquent as they are, will turn around and say, hey, you didn't do enough.
Right.
And hey.
At that size, verging on being a public utility almost.
Right. Right. That's what's scary. That's what's
scary. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few years. Get even past this election cycle and... The circus that it'll be. Did you watch the Democratic debates? I will tell you, I did not.
I watched night two.
I actually meant to watch night two, but I ended up working that night. But
I watched night two. Not that I did not mean to watch night one, but I think I might have went to bed early.
Okay.
But I know night two I definitely watched. And I was, because it was more of the people, the names
yep.
that we were familiar
that
with.
That was the tier one. Tier two folks were on night one. Tier two people were on night two, or vice versa. Actually,
right.
were on night two.
It yeah. was kind of like, and we hate to say this, but, families get together.
Yep.
There's a kid's table.
Yep.
And then there's the adult's table.
The kid's table was the first night. The adult's table was the second night.
But, it can be taken so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
Anyone stand out to you in either way? Anyone there you expected more of who didn't perform, and anyone that you really weren't looking for anything and kind of surprised you in a positive
night,
way?
Night two, I mean, I think hands down, Kamala Harris won the night.
Okay.
With, you know, speaking from an African-American's perspective mm-hmm. on the busing situation.
Okay.
I think Bernie was Bernie.
Right.
I think a lot of people gave Biden a hard way to go, but he's in the lead. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to ding him.
Right. He's the target.
He's the target. He's but in the lead.
They got to watch how they play that.
Oh, yeah.
Because then in 3 months, 6 months, whatever the heck,
well, that lead could erode.
Well, the lead could erode, or now you got to make friends.
Right.
Everything you said during every debate and leading up to it and all this suddenly can't be true. You got to be like, oh, no, he's a great guy or she's a great guy. Whoever ends up being the winner in the primary, you got to support him. And been saying it, they need to organize that and just make that decision well in advance of the primary.
Yes, they do.
Sure, let the people decide with the primary, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through the process. But we also know there's really only three or four names who could do it.
That's
so
it.
Get behind them now. Eliminate all the extras.
And everyone else, you're running for Veep.
Right. Announce your support. Get behind the person, whoever it is, and go for it. Otherwise, it's a Trump win.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to organize now. That's the only way to do it. A united front. That's the only way it's going to win.
I think you're onto something, because if it's any way else, it's going to be ugly.
Yep.
And people are going to, you know, everyone's going to be a little dinged up.
Yep.
And he's going to turn around and say, oh, okay, you've exposed this person. Okay, I'm just going to.
And here come the deepfake videos.
Here's the deepfake videos. And he's just going to repeat the same four or five lines over and over and over.
And make all the highlights that they brought out themselves as weak points in people.
Right. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Decide now. Make it happen now.
I should have asked you this earlier about Libra, blockchain, Facebook.
What did I miss?
The cryptocurrency and Facebook is getting into that. And
my personal opinion on it, and I've done no research into it. No. I'm sorry. Why does Facebook want to get into a currency market anyway? I think that just leaves them open to so much more regulation, so much more being under the microscope, too much more of the possibilities of all kinds of scams and money launderings. And I mean, why does Facebook need to have a currency? No.
I say no, but no thank you.
Okay, I'll say no thank you. I'll be polite.
You know, it's not knocking them. I think it's good when you're looking at, you know, new business, new revenue, things like that. But, I don't know.
So now you'll start ordering. So is what, Facebook starts to own market? And now you can buy things on Facebook and like eBay and everything else, and you'll buy it with Facebook currency.
Right. Libra.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. It's okay.
Hey, you know what movie I wanted to see? I just didn't get a chance to see, and I know the critics were killing it.
Which?
Men in Black International.
I didn't. I know. I kind of felt the same way. I
kind of wanted to see that.
Well, it's still in the theaters, isn't it? You could definitely do a Ted special matinee. It got decent reviews. Everyone, any review I read or anyone I know that saw it said it was fun, which is all I expect out of.
Okay.
No problem.
But I think it's been a bust with the blockbuster. I mean,
yeah, it's not a big box office hit.
You got a bunch of films that haven't been a hit.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm guessing we're all holding out hope for Spider-Man?
I guess so.
Hobbs and Shaw?
Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah, not holding. That'll be fun as well.
I think that'll be fun. I think
Lion King Live.
Oh, okay, okay.
Live action Lion King.
Okay.
I've got good feelings for that.
Killing at the box office? They're just retelling the story, right?
It's just a retelling of the story, but not animated. It's live. Well, I mean, it is animation, but live action animation.
Live.
So it's not a. It's not cartoon.
It's not cartoon.
Right.
It's just going to be animals, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just
animals walking around, mouthing words.
Right. Just like the just like the original Lion King, except that was a movie, animation or cartoon.
Okay.
I think they'll do well.
And this is the one with. Beyonce?
Yes.
Okay.
That has no bearing on my wanting to see it. But
I mean, she's going to be there.
Her voice.
Her voice
she'll
will
be there.
Voice.
Hey,
I want to give a big shout out to Verizon Files. Also, our friends XRP Radio in the UK. Tishera reached out this week to confirm... He was like, Scott, you guys are still doing a 55-minute show, right? I said, yeah, you got it down to the minute.
Yep.
It's a 55-minute show. What's up? You want to tell me anything?
What happened?
And it was just, he was just like, nah, I'm just checking in. And it's, that's the most useful thing I've had with Facebook, is Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
If someone in the UK, and we're sitting here in New York, and they can just hit you up.
Yep.
Hey, what's going on? This is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We just want to confirm the nights. And if I'm not mistaken, the show is on like maybe two or three nights a week. But I would always mess up the time.
London time. U.S. time.
Versus U.S. time. GMT time. And I'm like, I always kind of wanted to ask a question. So, you say it's on at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Do you mean my time or your
time? My time or your time?
Pretty sure it's his time.
You know, I think late night.
Pretty sure it's their time.
Okay. So,
but there's got to be. They have to have a playlist that we can look at.
Oh yeah,
a schedule.
Yeah,
on their website.
No,
and
totally
be their time. So
totally,
that's our mission. To find out.
Totally. But
I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Apple related. Johnny Ivey leaving.
Johnny Ive.
Gone. Johnny Ive. Whatever. Gone. The designer, the man behind so much that the Apple Natty use.
That's scary.
But he's not really going anywhere.
No.
Starting his own company. No. And his primary client on his own design company will be
Apple.
So, but still, you know, this is a sign of just all the changes post-Steve Jobs. I mean, he was the last of the old leadership.
Yeah.
So it's really is a new Apple now. Let's see what they do. Well, let's see if they can come up with something new.
I'm not so sure about that. I think they're going to be fine. I don't think they have been very, very, very innovative.
No.
As of late.
Nope.
But it seems like it doesn't matter because the people will buy... Regardless.
Well, sales are slowing, though. I mean, you know, globally, sales, especially smartphones, because let's face it, the iPhone is the big Apple juggernaut, but the cash cow for Apple is the iPhone. Sales have slowed.
Yeah.
It's hitting them in the pocket now, too. I mean, granted, their pockets are so deep and wide, that little change, that little bit less of income, that less of revenue, it's not like they're going negative. They just made a little less than they expected.
So they won't sell a billion iPhones this year, or
maybe not a billion five. Right, exactly. That's my point. It's like, well, sales slowed, but really, does it matter at this mark?
I do want to mention. This is Late Night Parents. Ways to follow the show is latenightparents.com. We had a post on the site. It's been a funny month because. You know, now heading into Independence Day, we talk about firework safety.
As always. I mean, we got to look at, if you're in an area where fireworks are illegal.
Right.
Like New York.
Right.
Just stay away from it entirely.
Stay away from it.
We have to put that out there.
You do.
A lot of people don't realize that. I mean, you know, you and I both know on our drives down south to any state past past Maryland.
Yes.
You can go buy fireworks along everywhere. The side of the highway. Everywhere. Yes. Big signs. Come on and buy them. Can't do that. And you can't bring them back up to New York. Don't do it. Don't go to states where they shouldn't be. But if you are in a state where they are legal, mm-hmm. please be careful. Keep the little kids away. Even things like sparklers. I go back and forth on this. I mean, who didn't play with sparklers when they were a kid? You'd buy a box at the candy store, light them up with a match, run around with them, all the nice bright sparkles.
Right.
They flash. It's cute. No sound, no explosions, no nothing, just light. But they are dangerous in their own way.
Well, I mean, lighting a sparkle versus lighting an M80.
Well, see, M80s aren't legal anywhere. M80s aren't legal anywhere, even though the fireworks on the sides are, light, explosions with light, not just the sound. You got firecrackers.
I just remember growing up in Queens, and mm-hmm. you could hear the M80s go off at night.
Yes.
Boom!
Yes.
And you're like, what was that?
Or a pineapple? From
yes.
A pineapple?
Yes. You're like, what in the world was that? So it's we all know fireworks are fun, and young kids like to see them, but it would be best you go to your park, or you get a good view, whether at the beach.
Yep.
Wherever it's sanctioned versus we always hear about these stories like NFL players, Jason Pierre-Paul.
Blew off a couple of fingers, right?
A couple of years ago,
I remember that, yes.
Here he was about to sign his deal with the Giants
and said,
nah, I think I'm going to opt out of this and negotiate with you guys for a new deal. And guess what? Blew off his fingers.
End of career.
Sit here and you're like, what?
Yeah, so you got to be careful. It is too easy to lose a finger or worse. Like Ted was just saying, go to a venue, go somewhere. Fireworks are dangerous. Simple.
More than 3,000 children under the age of 15 are sent to the emergency room each year in the United States because of fireworks. Ugh.
Sure.
But they're sent there, and I'm sure like the doctors and the nurses and EMT workers are giving the parents the stink eye. Like,
maybe not.
You really don't think so?
Maybe it all depends. I mean, who hasn't played with a bottle rocket, right?
Yeah,
simple,
you're right.
Small, in and of itself, isn't. You don't expect it to do anything dangerous,
you're right?
And how many of us, when we were younger, didn't hold that bottle rocket for it to launch off your fingers?
True.
Now, what happens if it happens to flip around or something like that, and it goes and hits you? Now, granted, it's just a firecracker on a stick. Still not safe, per se. Goes and hits you in your eye, or goes off right next to your ear. Very easy to lose hearing. There is a common sense. There is a use it properly. There is a be careful, and there's also just don't do it if you don't have to.
That's true.
All of the above.
That is true. I know there was one other story in tech that I had wanted to talk to you about, because this stuff just pops up during the week. I'm like, it's kind of insane. What's the other thing? I mean, because we talked Kamala, we talked. Who else did I want to thank? I think we also talked a few weeks ago about Tom Seaver being recognized this week. They're starting to build the Tom Seaver statue, but unfortunately, he has Alzheimer's.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Tom Seaver was the back in the day pitcher from my when I really watched the Mets when I was a kid.
Yeah,
that's a shame. Sad to hear.
And so they're doing all of this stuff now, and no one's even. Yeah, I mean, well, Tom Seaver isn't aware,
right?
And it's kind of like, you want to say to the Mets, 10 years too late?
Yeah. Well, how old is Seaver now?
I'm guessing 70, but I'm saying 10 years ago, I guess the Alzheimer's wasn't.
It was starting to kick in. Well, maybe people weren't quite aware that he had the situation. Because, in the scheme of things, all right, this would be the time when, former player, superstar player gets in his 70s. Late 60s, early 70s. Sure, that's when you recognize and build the statue and all that.
Right.
Unfortunately, I guess, he's stricken with this ailment.
Right.
And it's got to rush their plans.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only rush their planes, they're scrambling.
Yeah.
They're scrambling. Good. And it's good. Like,
do the right thing while the man's around.
Right. I just say, you know what? For someone that meant this much to your organization.
Yes.
Come on. You got to do the right thing. One thing that happened about a week ago that I wanted to share with you was there's a lot of talk about Tampa Bay Rays splitting their schedule. Tampa Bay, they previously were called Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Yes.
They're going to split the schedule 40 games in Tampa and 40 games in Montreal. I wanted to bring the story to you. Yeah, I know.
I'm making the face.
17, 18 years ago when I lived in Tampa, I, you know, attended a few games at the Rays Stadium, mm-hmm. which is in St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium was a dump 17, 18 years ago when I went down there. So I can only imagine, because they started covering the upper level.
Okay.
So, because no one was coming to the game.
Wow.
So it's just really, really, really crazy. And when you hear, anytime you hear a team is going to split their home games, it's everything's in flux. It's no different than the Islanders right now with NASA Coliseum and Barclays.
And Barclays Center.
You know, they're waiting for their home to be built. And that's still 3 or 4 years out, and ground has even been broken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe recently it's been broken in Belmont, but I'm just saying. I thought that was kind of interesting.
But there's a difference there. I mean, you know, for New York, the Barclays is only an hour away.
Right.
Montreal to Florida?
Montreal.
I don't get that. I mean, sure, maybe they're just trying to bring the sport, you know, a little more baseball, but to Montreal?
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about it. When they were the Expos.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think it just really comes down to, you know, if that does happen, then they're going to either build a stadium there, because I think the original Olympia Stadium that
is
used to be
in
Montreal is old and
you
know, dilapidated.
So time for that one to go too.
Yeah, it's the problem is ultimately, Rich, I think sports in Florida it's a hard sell if it's not in a dome.
Right.
And St. Pete is a dome.
It is. Okay.
It is a dome, but it's you know, hasn't been updated. You remember, like, before the NASA Coliseum got refurbished.
Yep.
You remember how it was. It was kind of a dump.
It was. It was showing its age.
It's kind of the same way it is down there. So the big difference is the team, the Rays, they're doing well. They're doing well. They'll probably make the wild card. But as per, like, with a lot of these teams, they're looking for public funding.
Mm-hmm.
Local city government is like, nah, no thank you.
Give them some tax breaks.
The taxpayers are like, you know. It all comes down to public versus private. And I still feel, and I've always felt, these billionaires need to pay for their own bleeping stadiums.
Pay for your own stadium, sure. And then, sure, make your own money, fine. But why don't put that on the backs of the people?
No. You know, and to this very day, even though I love, you know, going to NASA Coliseum and enjoying the venue and everything else like that, when I opted to vote no when it was like, hey, we want to add $58 extra to your tax bill.
Right. No way.
No way.
Right.
No way. So, we got to envision and see Pride Week, which was in New York.
Yep.
I think it was a great event at our local institution.
All week long, they had different events going on.
All week long. Huge parade, I believe, took place either yesterday or today in the city. I think it's a good thing. You know, I'm sure there's people in the Midwest, or there's people that...
I'm sure there's people right here on the East Coast.
Right, that won't embrace, you know, someone from, you know, different ethnic backgrounds. Mm-hmm. I believe all of this, you should just have an open mind.
Right. Accept people for who they are, what they are. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it.
Right.
But you can't be prejudiced against and treat differently and not employ and not allowed to live and buy a house and, you know, do all the things that anyone else wants to do just for normal quality of life.
That's true. That's a good thing, too. Other than that, July 4th is right around the corner.
Really short week coming up for us.
Really short week. And it's one of those things where it's right in the middle. You know, weeks like this, you wish you could have them more.
Yes.
During the year where you can say, hey, you know what? Let's just break this
Let's
week
just
up.
Work for a couple of days this week, you know, and then take a break.
I think it should be good because it should be quiet.
Yes, it will be.
Commuting should be quiet because people are going to be like, I'm tapping out.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to have taken off next week.
Yes. So hopefully the railroad will hold up.
Well, they start the project. Yes. The summer of quote-unquote hell begins again.
I know.
Schedule changes, got to go look. And I was thinking about it on the way here. I don't remember if I got my monthly pass. I got to look.
Right.
Because I'm not paying them that money.
Hey, are you doing... the digital, or are you still doing
I'm doing the hard copy. I'm not doing the phone. Nope.
I just don't trust.
Neither do I.
And I think it's because we've been in the business way too long.
That, and I know I can leave my phone at home sometimes.
I can leave my phone, and I'm like, and then even though you get on the train with the same clerk,
and they're like, hey, good to see you again. No.
Right.
I don't care if it is the middle of the month.
Right.
And I know you've had your ticket all month long. You don't have it now, you got to pay.
You got to pay.
And they won't give you the refund. That's the thing. They used to refund you, now they won't even refund you.
Really?
Yep. Tommy Grant, my ticket's always in my work bag. I keep it separate. It's not even in my wallet.
Oh, that's good.
So just in case, I know I'll be able to get to work if I forget everything else.
That's good.
But no, I got to go look and see because I don't remember.
Man.
Go dig it through the mail.
Best ways to get in contact with you?
Late Night Rich.
And I am the real Ted Hicks. We're getting ready to sign off, as we mentioned at the top of the show. I guess there'll be some editing that we'll do because Sean Armour, a good friend to the show, was in the beginning, and then he wasn't.
Not so much now. Just disappeared.
He was just like, oh.
Sorry, folks. Thanks for listening to it, though.
Thanks for listening, and we are waiting for Mr. Brian Graves to. He's taking his time.
Brian is saying you guys got here late, so now you're going to wait for me.
You're going to wait for me.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun.
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyberstation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and Cyberstation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive Cyberstation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Cyberstation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.